It is the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices, and I am once again excited to be talking with the Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams. It's our monthly conversation for the month of February. Dr. Sales Adams, happy Black History Month to you. So many exciting things to talk about on that front as it pertains to MPS, and we've got a lot of stuff to get into. So let's just jump right into it. Hopefully everything's been going well on your end, but let's just talk about some of the days that we've not had school this past weekend. This past weekend was kind of bookended with a couple of days where there were no school, and also we're recording this on a Tuesday where there was no school because of weather conditions. And why don't you enlighten our listeners and viewers on all of that stuff?
Well, hello, Manny, and happy Black History Month to you as well. So, as you said, students did not have school on Friday, February 14th for family teacher conferences. Then we did observe President's Day yesterday on Monday. And then today was also a non-school day due to the extreme cold that we are all experiencing.
Awesome, awesome. And certainly still busy times for, I think, for people like you and I on a day like today, even though there's no school and the students aren't in. But so certainly we have that. Okay, budget updates. Lots of stuff happening on the front of the budget. And what sort of update can you give our listeners and viewers on that?
So our budget has a lot of moving parts. So we are still working on our budget for the 25-26 school year. Department allocations are being processed. And coming into focus, the budget shortfall currently stands at $75 million. And this is not a unique position to be in. As we have spoken before, there are lots of school districts across the state and across the country that are in a similar position where we are experiencing budget shortfalls due to inflation, in addition to declining enrollment. Although our enrollment isn't declining at the moment, we have an increase of 558 students, and then just state mandates and being chronically underfunded. We are staying focused on keeping our students at the center, as we always do. And as we look to reduce expenses and making sure that we focus on the great programming that we have for our students, that is key and that is priority in Minneapolis Public Schools. For our listeners, if you want more information on the budget and to stay abreast of what's happening, I would encourage you all to go to our main website, mpsschools.org, and then search budget process. And there's a wealth of information that will be on that page, and we are going to continue to update it throughout the budget process.
Awesome. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams is our guest here, the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools here on the School News Podcast. All right. Time for some MPS staff and student recognition. Really exciting. A couple of exciting items to talk about. First off, we have, 10 MPS educators that are nominated for Minnesota Teacher of the Year? That's fantastic. I love that.
It is. And let's remind everyone that the current Minnesota Teacher of the Year is an MPS teacher, Tracy Bird. So we are super excited about our nominees at the moment, and congratulations to all of our distinguished educators.
Wonderful. And also, the Washburn Girls Nordic Ski Team, what a story. So exciting. Our sports director, Nick Tuckner, has been covering this as well. Congratulations to the Girls Nordic Ski Team from Washburn winning the state meet. And what are your thoughts on that?
I continue to be proud and impressed by our student athletes in and outside the classroom. So congratulations to our Miller Girls Varsity Nordic Ski Team for taking the top spot. And we are excited for them and certainly exuberant about their success at the moment.
Awesome. Congratulations to Coach Becky Alexander and their group of skiers, and just a wonderful, wonderful story. And of course, Nick Tuckner, our sports director, has a lot on that as well. So check it out on the Sports Pulse podcast here on MPS Voices. So also another really exciting sports element happening at MPS. Members of the Harlem Globetrotters visited Bryn Mawr Elementary. What more can you share with us about that?
Well, they brought their Great Assist Tour to Bryn Mawr Elementary School last week, which highlighted some of our students, and it got them into an element where they were able to participate with them and to provide a great assist themselves. So many generations have been touched by the amazing basketball skills of the Harlem Globetrotters, and we're happy that they were in our district.
I love it. I remember going to see the Globetrotters when I was a kid. So much fun. The late Meadowlark Lemon and all the wonderful work that he did with them for many, many years. So exciting. And I imagine the students at Bryn Mawr had a wonderful time as well in their experience. So really, really awesome for them. Dr. Lisa Sales Adams is our guest here on the School News Podcast. She, of course, is the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. All right, a couple more items before we let you run. Black History Month, we mentioned it already here in February, and a lot of stuff happening on behalf of Minneapolis Public Schools. What more can you share with us about what's happening in the district?
So there are several more installments of Cooking with Soul at our Davis Center. And if you have a chance to participate, you'll get to sample something delicious. So this is a wonderfully popular event. We did have Rose McGee last week. We will have Princess Titus from Appetite for Change, who will be with us on February 19th from 2 to 3 p.m. And then Tommy Beavis from Pimento Jamaican Kitchen appears on February 25th, also from 2 to 3 p.m. If you want more information, please go to our MPS website on our news page, and then you'll be able to track these wonderful people that are coming in to share their culinary skills with us.
Wonderful. Absolutely love it. Best time of the year, Black History Month, and I love it. Just so fantastic, and just continues to really amaze all the work that MPS does to acknowledge Black History Month. Just a wonderful thing. Dr. Sales Adams, love having these conversations with you. Really always appreciate the time. I know how busy you are, but we still love having these conversations with you, and looking forward to next month, and thank you for the time today.
Same here, and please stay warm.
Yes, no kidding. You as well. Talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you later.